It turns out that the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division has already been auditing schools to look for weaknesses in their security plans,
including how to respond to an intruder with a gun who enters their school intending to do harm.
That's Director Mark Scouten. He recently sent out 500 copies of the new 2012 School Safety Guide. And in light of the Connecticut shootings, he hopes more schools will call up for an audit. In the meantime, some Iowa school administrators spent the day thinking and talking about security. Devin Imbray is superintendent of Glenwood Community Schools.
We just had a meeting this morning at 7:30 on what can we do in obviously practicing our drills in terms of making sure that kids understand where they go in the room. You know, we're in conflict right now in terms of whether we, you know, do we lock down in place when an intruder's in the building, or do we exit out egress windows and get out of the building.
Imbray says his district is considering new bulletproof glass to help keep intruders out. Director Scouten suggests that might have helped in Connecticut, where the killer shot out a window that was next to a door.
So he reached around and let himself in. I would suggest that schools that have these single access doors that are closed during school hours, take a look at those doors. Are there glass surrounding it?
Scouten says his agency recently trained some 41,000 first responders in so-called active shooter classes. And Superintendent Imbray says they'll soon have the technology so police on their way to a school emergency can view the school building's cameras right from the car, so they'll know exactly where the shooter is once they arrive. But more than one school official said unless we treat schools like prisons and airports, they won't be perfectly safe. Governor Branstad is not jumping on board with some suggested ways to respond.
Some that want to have more severe gun control, some that want to arm teachers and administrators. I would point out that Connecticut probably has the strongest gun control laws in the country. These things don't necessarily solve the problems.
Branstad says many school shooters were bullied and mistreated at school themselves, and he recommends his own anti-bullying agenda to reduce school violence. Superintendent Imbray says his district has discussed arming school personnel. The new chair of the Iowa Senate Judiciary Committee, Cedar Rapids Democrat Rob Hoge, isn't ready to talk about that. Like the governor, he recommends a cautious response.
The things that we're going to be interested in are proven strategies for reducing violence. Listen to school experts. Listen to law enforcement experts.
In the past, Hoge has sponsored gun control legislation, including regulating the now unregulated sale of firearms on the state fairgrounds. But he says a bigger issue is making sure Iowans with mental health problems get the treatment that they need. School officials add they will beef up their vigilance, watching for signs a troubled young person might set out to harm young, innocent children. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.